The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 12, text number 9, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on April 24th, 2012, in Vilnius, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo
Atachatam samadatam nasokshnosi mayasteram abhyasa yogina tato mam vichaptum dananjaya. Translation in purport by Srila Prabhupada. My dear Arjuna, O winner of wealth, if you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the regulative principles of bhakti yoga. In this way, develop a desire to attain me, purport. In this verse, two different processes of bhakti yoga are indicated. The first applies to one who has actually developed an attachment for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by transcendental love. And the other is for one who has not developed an attachment for the Supreme Person by transcendental love. For this second class, there are different prescribed rules and regulations one can follow to be ultimately elevated to the stage of attachment to Krishna. Bhakti yoga is the purification of the senses. At the present moment in material existence, the senses are always impure, being engaged in sense gratification. But by the practice of bhakti yoga, these senses can become purified. And in the purified state, they come directly in contact with the Supreme Lord. In this material existence, I may be engaged in some service to some master, but I don't really lovingly serve my master. I simply serve to get some money, and the master also is not in love. He takes service from me and pays me. So, there is no question of love. But for spiritual life, one must be elevated to the pure stage of love. That stage of love can be achieved by practice of devotional service performed with the present senses. This love of God is now in a dormant state in everyone's heart. And their love of God is manifested in different ways, but it is contaminated by material association. Now the heart has to be purified of the material association, and that dormant natural love for Krishna has to be revived. That is the whole process. To practice the regulative principles of bhakti yoga, one should, under the guidance of an expert spiritual master, follow certain principles. One should rise early in the morning, take bath, enter the temple, and offer prayers and chant Hare Krishna, then collect flowers to offer to the deity, cook foodstuffs to offer to the deity, take prasadam, and so on. There are various rules and regulations which one should follow, and one should constantly hear Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam from pure devotees. This practice can help anyone rise to the level of love of God, and then he is sure of his progress into the spiritual kingdom of God. This practice of bhakti yoga under the rules and regulations, with the direction of a spiritual master, will surely bring one to the stage of love of God. Vandeha. Shri Guru Shri Jata Bala Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupa. Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha So, as Prabhupada points out, in this verse, there are two different processes of bhakti yoga. For those who've achieved spontaneous love, there is one process. And for those who have not yet developed that, there is another process. If one is already a liberated soul, then he engages spontaneously in Krishna consciousness.
Tas, kuris jau yra išvaduota siela, jis savaime spontaniškai tarnauja Krishna.
And if one is not yet liberated, he has to follow rules and regulations of bhakti yoga very, very carefully.
O tas, kuris dar nėra išvaduotas, jis turi labai kruopščiai paisyti visi bhakti yogos regulų.
Just like a sick man.
Tai lygiai taip pat kaip ligotas žmogus.
He can't eat anything.
Jis ničnieko negali valgyti.
He has to follow the doctor's orders, a diet, special diet from the doctor. And by following the special rules and regulations given by the doctor, restricted diet, then he becomes healthy man. And then he can eat so many nice things. He can have ice cream and cake.
Yes, gali valgyti,
as long as it's offered first. But when he's sick, he can't eat anything except some very, you know, some soup, some salad. Now, if the man who is in the diseased condition tries to imitate the healthy man,
bet jeigu žmogus, kuris yra ligotas, stengiasi, bando pamėgdžioti sveiką žmogų,
by taking ice cream and cake,
bandydamas valgyti pyragus ir ledus,
it can make him even more sick.
Tai jis gali dar labiau susirgti.
So we should not try to imitate the activities of the liberated souls.
Dėl to negalime pamėgdžioti išvaduotų sielų veiklos.
As long as we are in a conditioned state of consciousness,
kol dar esame sąlygotame sąmonės būvyje,
we should faithfully follow the rules and regulations.
Turime griežtai paisyti visų regulų ir apribojimų.
Bhakti yoga. And then by doing that,
ir tai darydami,
we will gradually progress through all the stages of bhakti.
Mes po truputį kilsime aukštyn visais bhakti.
The first stage is called shraddha or faith.
Pirmoji pakopa vadinasi shraddha arba tikėjimas.
And then one thinks, well, let me associate with the pure devotees.
Kai žmogus susimąsta, na, norėčiau pabendrauti su tais bhaktais.
That is sadhu sangha.
Tada tai yra sadhu sangha.
And then one progresses to bhajana kriya. Now let me get initiated.
Ir tada po truputį tobulėjant pasiekama bhajana kriya, kai susimąstama, norėčiau gauti įšventinimą.
And then one goes in the stage called anartha nivritti.
Tada pasiekiamas lygis, kuris vadinasi anartha nivritti.
When you cleanse your heart of all the influences of the modes, passion and ignorance.
Kai jūs visiškai apvalote savo širdį nuo aistros ir neišmanimo būdų įtakos.
And then when all that passion and ignorance is gone, then you come to the stage called nishta.
Ir kai aistros ir neišmanimo taršalai dingsta, jūs pasiekite ništos lygį.
But even at this stage you're not completely pure.
Bet net ir šitame lygyje jūs dar nesate visiškai tyras.
In the nishta stage you're situated in the material mode of goodness.
Nes ništos lygis tai yra materialios dorybės lygis.
And from there you progress to getting a very, very strong taste for Krishna.
Ir toliau tobulėdami jūs po truputį įgyjate vis stipresnį ir stipresnį skonį.
Especially the name of Krishna.
Ypatingai Krishnos vardą.
Nama Ruchi.
Jūs įgyjate Nama Ruchi.
And then you become completely attached to Krishna.
Ir tada visiškai susijęjate save su Krishna.
And that's the beginning of pure love of God.
Ir tai jau yra tyros meilės Krishnai pradžia.
So at that stage one can enter into a spontaneous loving relationship with the Lord.
Ir va tai yra jau spontaniškos meilės užuomazga.
In any one of five primary rasas.
Ir tenai jau gali atsirasti, reiškia, penkios tos pagrindinės rasos.
But it's not when one is in the condition stage.
Bet kol esame sąlygotamės būvėje.
Still polluted by the modes of material nature.
Kai mus vis dar įtakoja materialios gamtos būdas.
Then one can think, well, I'd like to pick out my rasa.
Ir tada aš galiu pagalvoti, no, norėčiau pasirinkti savo.
I'm going to go to the rasa market today and pick out a rasa for myself.
Aš nueisiu į rasų turgų ir pasirinksiu, koks santykis su Krishna man labiausiai patinka.
Rasa is not so cheap like the Iki Express.
Rasa tai yra santykis su Krishna ne toks pigus, kaip nukeliauti į Iki Express parduotuvę.
Actually, one does not have to pick their rasa.
Ir iš tikrųjų ne tai, kad čia jūs galite pasirinkti.
When you become a pure devotee, Prabhupada explains in his purport to the Narada Bhakti Sutra.
Savo komentaruose Narada Bhakti Sutra Šrila Prabhupada paaiškina.
When you reach the stage of asakti or attachment.
Then you automatically
understand what is your relationship with Krishna.
Jūs savaime suvokite, koks jūsų yra natūralus įgimtas ryšys su Krishna.
But it's pointed out in Prabhupada's purport.
Bet kaip pastebėta Šrilos Prabhupados komentare.
There are two different processes.
Yra du skirtingi procesai.
So unless you're completely pure devotee, don't even think about what your rasa is.
Taigi, kol dar nesate visiškai tyras baktas, net nebandykite spėlioti ir galvoti, kokį jūsų.
That's like the sick man trying to eat ice cream.
Čia lygiai tas pats bus kaip tas, kuris yra ligonis, bando valgyti, mėgautis ledais.
One time in Los Angeles, California, some devotees, they wanted to get together and try to realize their rasa.
Kartą Kalifornijoje, Amerikoje, baktai susirinko ir bandė spėlioti, kokios jų rasos yra.
Prabhupada was just beginning to take his breakfast when the word came from Pradyumna. Prabhupada had picked up a piece of fruit from his plate. He was about ready to put the fruit in his mouth. And Pradyumna told Prabhupada what these devotees were doing, how they were trying to do this premature rasa thing.
Ir pradžiumą papasakoja Prabhupadai, kaip šitie baktai užsiema na, jiems per aukštą praktiką.
And Prabhupada became so angry that fruit never got to his mouth.
Prabhupada taip supyko, kad tam baisio gabaliukų taip ir nepasisekė.
He put the fruit down, he stopped and shot him.
Prabhupadas burna, jis padėjo jį atgal į lėkštę.
He called all the GBCs, the temple presidents who was ever there.
Jis susikvietė visus GBC, kurie buvo ten, visus šventyklų prezidentus.
And he called the devotees who went to this Rasa club.
Jis pasikvietė tos bakčiogus, kurie sudarė tą specialą Rasa klubą.
And he chastised them like anything.
Ir išbarė jos kaip labai mušį.
He said, first you deserve and then you can desire your Rasa.
Jis pasakė, visų pirma nusipelnykite, o tada jau galite svajoti.
Now, and they can, that's only for the liberated stage you decide, pick out your rasa, your desire your rasa.
Taigi, tik tai išvaduotame lygyje galime kalbėti apie rasos troškimą.
You don't have to pick it out, it's already there, you see.
Jums net nereikia, jums nereikia pasirinkti, jinai jau yra.
But he told, you just do your whatever service you're given, you do that. That's what you do now, you see.
Ir Prabhupada griežtai pastebėjo, darykite tai, ką jūs dabar darote, tą tarnystę, kurią jūs darote.
The devotee who was the leader of this Rasa club.
Ir baktas, kuris buvo visos šitos rasos klubo vadovas.
He didn't like Prabhupada's instructions.
Jam šios Prabhupadas nurodymai nepatiko.
He left the movement after that.
Ir jisai netrukus paliko judėjimą.
So, Prabhupada was very strong.
Prabhupada labai griežtas buvo.
In fact, his upper lip was quivering with anger. Hari Sari was there, he reports it.
Hari Sari pasakoja, kad kai Prabhupada barė juos, tai jo viršutinė lūpa netgi virpėjo iš pykčio.
So the point is, there's two different processes that are described in this verse.
Taigi, du skirtingi procesai apibūdinti.
Honestly admit, you're not a liberated soul.
Na, nuoširdžiai pripažinkime, mes dar nesam išvaduoti.
Take up the rules and regulations of bhakti yoga under the guidance of the spiritual master.
Taigi, mums panašu galioja tas procesas, kad reikia priimti
And then by doing that, that day will come when you realize what is your rasa, that will come.
Ir tada, kai jūs seksite šitomis regulomis vadovavimo dvasiniam mokytojui, ateis diena, kai jūs pasvoksite, kokį jūs rasa.
Just like the sick man who's on a restricted diet.
Lygiai tas pats kaip ligonis, kuris griežtai seka dietą.
He knows that by following the doctor, that day will come he can eat ice cream again.
Jisai žino, kad taip, jeigu aš seksiu gydytojo nurodymas, ateis išaušta diena, kai aš galėsiu valgyti ledus.
But for now, no ice cream.
Dabar, na, teks susilaikyti.
So, in the, our meditation is on the order I receive from my spiritual master.
Taigi, mūsų meditacija turėtų būti mūsų gelbėtoja, mūsų dvasinio mokytojo nurodymas.
Not, well, I think I want to be a gopi.
O ne tai, kad, turbūt norėčiau būti gopi.
Or maybe one of those gopas.
O gal gopu?
Or maybe I could be a flower in red.
O gal galėčiau būti gėlytė dvasiniam pasaulyje.
No, don't jump like that prematurely.
Nepasiruošę, nešokinėkite į šitą lygį.
You just become the completely sold out servant of your spiritual master.
Tiesiog tapkite visiškai atsidavusi savo dvasiniam mokytojui.
That's how you regain your eternal identity in the spiritual world.
Ir vat, kai jūs tapsite visiškai atsidavę savo dvasiniam mokytojui, tik tada jūs galėsite pasiekti savo tikrąją tapatybę dvasiniam pasaulyje.
Prabhupada mentions this in the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita.
Prabhupada apie tai kalba savo įvade į Bhagavad Gita.
This is called svarupa.
Tai vadinasi svarupa.
Your svarupa is already there. Your eternal spiritual form in any one of five rasas is already there.
Jūsų svarupa, tai jūsų prigimtinė padėtis dvasiniame pasaulyje jau yra vienoje iš penkių rasų.
You already have it.
Jūs jau turite ją dvasiniame
pasaulyje. But now you're polluted due to material association.
Bet dabar materialus ryšiai sąlygoja jūs, užteršia jūs.
So the solution is you require spiritual association. You need to hear the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam from pure devotees. You need to chant Hare Krishna. You need to worship the deity. You need to cook for Krishna. You need to take prasadam.
Ir taip pat valgyti prasadam.
Glob jamans.
Pavyzdžiui, glob jamans.
Rasagul.
Rasagulas.
Halava.
Halava.
And all the healthy stuff too.
Na, prie to galima dar ir sveiką maistą valgyti.
Dal, rice, chapati, sabji, like...
Dal, sabji, chapatis ir panašiai.
If you will follow this process,
jeigu seksite šito procesu,
exactly as Srila Prabhupada has given it in his books,
tiksliai taip, kaip Šila Prabhupada apie tai pasakoja savo knygose.
Without adding some concocted ideas like this Rasa Club thing.
Neprispekuliuodami per daug iš savo, kaip sakant, sugebėjimo, bet panašiai kaip tai buvo.
Then you will quickly actually become a pure devotee.
Jūs labai greitai pasieksite tyro bhakto lygį.
And you will see Krishna face to face.
Ir neišvengiamai pamatysite Krishna akis į akį.
Prabhupada told me this.
Prabhupada pas man tai pasakė.
He told me, he said, if you will simply... He didn't tell me I had to meditate on my rasa.
Prabhupada nenurodė man medituoti savo rasą.
He told me this is what I had to do.
Ir štai ką jis man nurodė, ką aš turiu daryti.
He said, if you will simply remain 24 hours a day engaged in the service of the Lord with full sincerity of attitude.
Ir jis pasakė, jeigu visas 24 valandas per parą labai nuoširdžiai susitelkęs atliksi tarnystę Krishnai,
then Krishna will personally come to you.
Krishna pats asmeniškai ateis pas tave.
He'll answer all your questions.
Ir atsakys visus tavo klausimus.
This was Prabhupada's personal promise to me.
Vat toks buvo asmeniškas Prabhupados pažadas man.
So do you think Prabhupada's words will not come true?
Ką jūs manot, šilas Prabhupados žodžiai neišsipildys?
Whatever the pure devotee says, it will come true.
Viską, ką pasako tyras bhaktas, išsipildo.
Krishna stands behind the words of his pure devotee.
Yes, Krishna išpildo tyro bhakto žodžius.
So we have to simply engage in this process that Prabhupada has given us. He's given us the wonderful association of devotees.
Jis davė mums nuostabią bhakto bendriją.
We have to learn how to associate properly in the society of devotees.
Mums reikia tiesiog išmokti, kaip tinkamai bendrauti bhakto bendrijoje.
We should be very respectful to our seniors.
Mes turime būti labai pagarbus savo vyresniems.
Bow down at their feet.
pagarbiai lenktis jų pėdams.
Be very eager to sit and hear and take instructions from them.
Būti labai entuziastingiams klausytis jų ir paisyti jų nurodymų.
Those who are equals, we make friends with them.
Jeigu kažkas yra lygus su jumis,
We share realizations with them.
Dalinkitės savo patyrimais, savo realizacijomis su jais.
And those who are our juniors,
o tie, kurie yra jaunesni už mus,
we're very kind to them.
Būkite labai gailestingi jiems.
We try to help them become more Krishna conscious.
Padėkite jiems labiau puoselėti Krishna sąmonę.
We have to, and all Vaishnavas should be respected.
Ir iš tikrųjų visus Vaishnavas reikia labai gerbti.
Those who are senior should be respected.
Ir tuos, kurie vyresni, reikia gerbti.
Those who are equal should be respected.
Ir tuos, kurie lygus mums, juos taip pat reikia gerbti.
And those who are less advanced, they should also be respected.
Ir tuos, kurie net ir mažiau pažengę, juos taip pat reikia gerbti.
Why?
Kodėl?
Because every single devotee is very dear to Krishna.
Kadangi kiekvienas bhaktas, kokiame lygyje jis bebūtų, jis labai brangus Krishna.
Anybody who's trying to awaken their dormant Krishna consciousness.
Kiekvienas, kuris bando pažadinti jame snaudžiančią Krishna sąmonę.
Is very dear to Krishna.
Yra labai brangus Krishna.
Even if they're a space case. Every person who is making a sincere endeavor is very dear to Krishna.
Kiekvienas, kuris deda nuoširdžias pastangas, jis, kaip sakant, brangus Krishna.
So we should be respectful to all who are trying to awaken their Krishna consciousness.
Ir dėl to mes turime būti labai labai pagarbus kiekvienam, kuris stengiasi pažadinti Krishna.
And even to those who are not trying to awaken their Krishna consciousness.
Ir iš tikrųjų netgi ir tiems, kurie net ir nesistengia pažadinti Krishna.
We should be respectful.
Vis tiek turime būti pagarbus.
Even to the little ant we should be respectful.
Netgi tai mažai skrudelytė, kuri kažkur opinėja.
This is the lesson we learned from Mrigari the hunter.
Bet šitą pamoką mes galime pasimokyti iš Mrigario medžiotojo istorijos.
So anyone who is trying to awaken their dormant love of God,
Kiekvienas, kuris mėgina pažadinti savyje snaudžiančią meilę Dievui,
even if they're struggling,
net jeigu jam sunkiai sekasi,
we respect them as a Vaishnava.
Mes gerbėme juos kaip Vaishnavas.
So Prabhupada mentioned in his purport,
Prabhupada pastebė savo komentarą,
to rise early in the morning.
Visi kalba, reikia keltis anksti rytą.
So what does that mean, early in the morning?
Tai apie kokį čia ankstų rytą mes kalbame?
Some people say, well, yeah, I get up early every morning.
Kažkurie gali pasakyti, aš
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, I get up every morning at 8, very early. But for a Vaishnava, that is late, you see.
Nu, Vaishnava, tai per vėlai.
For a Vaishnava, he wants to be up before the sunrise.
Vaishnavas nori atsikelti dar saulė nepatekėjus.
Of course, some times of the year the sun is very early here.
Aišku, čia Lietuvoje kartais saulutė truputį paskuba, kai kuriais metais.
Sometimes it's very early. How early does it rise in the summer?
At 3 or
3. In the summer it's up, but if you can be up by 4 o'clock every day, you're okay.
Gal tiek to jau vasaros pikų gal nesigautų, bet bent jau iki 4 reikėtų atsikelti.
Try to get up every day by 4 o'clock.
Pasistengkite kiekvieną rytą atsikelti bent jau 4 o'clock.
Actually, I get up like around 2:30 in the morning, you see.
Na, aš dažniausiai keliuosi kažkur 2:30.
For me, 4 o'clock is late.
Na, man jau 4 valandą, tai jau vidurdienis.
And Guru Mata gets up even before I do.
O mano žmona keliasi dar anksčiau net už mane.
I don't even know when she gets up.
Aš net nežinau, kada jinai keliasi.
So, if you rise early in the morning,
jeigu atsikelsite anksti ryte,
and you take your bath,
išsimaudysi,
and you chant Hare Krishna,
ir kartosite Hare Krishna,
you are going to be solidly connected with Krishna.
Jūs įgysite labai patvarų ryšį su Krishna.
Just like a fully charged mobile phone can work all day to connect you with your friends, you see.
Tai čia lygiai taip pat kaip pilnai įkrautas mobilus, kuriuo galėsite visą dieną kalbėti su draugais.
So you will fully charge your consciousness in the early morning.
Ir anksti ryte jūs galėsite pilnai pakrauti savo.
You will be connected with Krishna the whole day.
Jūs visą dieną galėsite išlaikyti ryšį su Krishna.
But I guarantee if you sleep to the last minute,
bet tikrai net nebejoju, jeigu mėgosite iki paskutinės.
And you chant your rounds while you're driving to work, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Ir kartosite mantrą, kaip ten kas moka, kas už vairo.
You're not going to be very Krishna conscious. Jūs
nebūsite labai įsisąmoninę Krishna.
So do yourself a favor.
Taigi, tiesiog padarykite savo paslaugą.
Get up at latest 4 o'clock.
Kelkitės tikrai ne vėliau 4.
Take your bath.
Išsimaudykite.
Chant Hare Krishna. You can offer a little RT, you know, sing the Gavastakam prayers.
Or
you can come here.
Arba, jeigu negalite,
you can't come here, that's the best thing. Begin your day with nice sadhana, you see.
Pradėkite vienu žodžiu savo dieną nuo puikios sadhanos.
And strictly follow our rules and regulations. No illicit sex. You know, some devotees in ISKCON are trying to change that now. I can't imagine how they could do that. They say, actually, no, it should be no sex out of marriage.
Ir jie bando pasakyti tai, kad formuluotė turėtų būti tokia, jokių lytinių santykių anapus santokos.
When did Prabhupada say that? He never said that.
O kur Prabhupada yra apie tai pasakęs?
Prabhupada always said no illicit sex.
Prabhupada visą laiką pabrėždavo jokių draudžiamų lytinių santykių.
I've actually written a paper, it's going to be posted. What's the title it'll be posted? The website?
Taigi, mokytojas parašė straipsnį, kuris bus atspausintas Nitego Rajachandros tinklapyje.
I have written a paper taking Prabhupada's instructions and putting them in an organized way.
Aš parinkau šilos Prabhupados nurodymus ir pateikiau tokią tvarkingą, taip iš eilės išdėliojau.
It's called Spiritual Perfection for Householders.
Ir tai vadinasi dvasinis tobulumas šeimos žmonėms.
Many households don't even know what Prabhupada's instructions are for household life. So in a nutshell, Prabhupada, the householders don't have to have sex if they don't want to.
Sorry?
They don't have to have sex if they don't want to.
Ta prasme yra sakoma, kad jeigu jie nenori, tai jiem ir nereikia to sekso.
If they want to practice brahmachari life as householders, that's fine.
Ta prasme, kad jie gali būti šeimos žmonėmis ir jie gali būti brahmacharis ir tai yra labai gerai.
And if they want to have children,
ir jeigu jie nori turėti vaikų,
they should take permission from their spiritual master first.
Visų pirma, jie turi kreiptis į dvasinį mokytoją ir gauti jo leidimą.
And then, once in a month,
ir tuomet, kartą mėnesį,
they can have sex.
Tuomet jie gali turėti lytinius santykius.
Just after the woman's menstrual cycle.
Visa tai iš karto po to, kai moteris...
And after the husband and wife have both chanted at least 50 rounds of japa, 50.
Ir prieš tai dar ir vyras ir žmona turėtų sukartoti bent jau 50 rounds.
When Prabhupada was here, everybody knew this.
Ir kai Prabhupada buvo čia su mumis planetoje, visi
But since his disappearance, somehow it's gotten lost. People don't know about him.
Ir kai jisai pasitraukė, kažkaip tai šita taisyklė po truputį pradėjo garoti.
And the Prabhupada is here, everybody knew this is the standard.
Tačiau kai Prabhupada buvo čianai, visi žinojo, tai, va, toks.
And I have an interesting story in this connection.
Aš žinau tokią neblogą istoriją šia linkme.
When I was a brahmachari,
kai aš dar buvau brahmacharis.
In other words, I'm still a brahmachari.
Aš ir dabar brahmacharis, bet aš greikas brahmacharis. Tada aš buvau brahmacharis
brahmacharis. Vanaprastha brahmacharis.
Dabar aš vanaprastha brahmacharis.
But when I was a brahmacharis brahmacharis.
Bet kai aš buvau brahmacharis brahmacharis.
One householder couple, they approached me in Miami temple.
Viena šeima kreipėsi į mane Miami šventykloje.
The husband said, Sankarshan Prabhu, I had something I wanted to tell you about.
Ir jisai pasakė, Sankarshan Prabhu, noriu tau kai ką pasakyti.
My wife and I, we wanted to have a baby.
Mano žmona ir aš, mes norėtume susilaukti vaiko.
So last night we both chanted 50 rounds of japa so we could have a Krishna conscious job.
Mes praeitą vakarą abudu sukartojame 50 ratų, kad turėtume vaiką, kuris būtų įsisąmonęs Krishna.
But we were so high on the chanting.
Bet mums taip patiko tas kartojimas.
Getting so much bliss from Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That we decided to wait till next month before trying to have a child. So this chanting of Hare Krishna, it is the sweetest pleasure. I mean, it's better than sex. That's how good it is. So this rule that Prabhupada has given us is not artificial. You just need to get a little bit of namaruchi. That's just a little bit of namaruchi will carry you over the ocean of
birth.
This point is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Vyasadeva is stating. What is that sloka? He says, For one who takes shelter of the boat, when does it begin? Samashrutaye palapallava plavam mahatpunam punyajushomarare bhavam buddhir vatsaparang param padam 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 nyad bhavadam nate sham. For one who has taken shelter of the boat,
tas kuris turi specialaus laivo prieglobstį,
at the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna,
ir šitas laivas tai yra viešpatė Shri Krishna's lotosinės pėdos,
who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation,
ir Krishna yra viso kosminio pasaulio šaltinis,
and he was very famous,
ir jis žinomas,
for having annihilated that rascal demon named Muda,
kuri žinomas kaip tas, kuris nužudė niekadėją demoną Mura.
This vast, insurmountable ocean of material existence,
šitas milžiniškas, neįveikiamas materialios būties vandenynas,
becomes reduced down to the amount of water within a hoof and a calf.
Sumažėja akimirksniu iki vandens, kurį telkšo veršelio kanopos įspaudoje.
Their aim is the Parampadam, the Vaikuntha realm.
Taigi, tokių žmonių tikslas yra Vaikuntas pasaulis.
Not that place.
O ne ta vieta.
Parampadam vabadam natesham. Not that place where there is danger at each and every step.
O ne tas pasaulis, ne ta vieta, kur kiekviename žingsnėje tyko pavojai.
So the name of Krishna.
Taigi, Krishnas vardas.
And the lotus feet of Krishna.
Krishna's lotosinės pėdos.
They are one and the same.
Jie nesiskiria vienas nuo kito.
If you will take shelter of the name of Krishna,
jeigu jūs priimsite Krishna's vardo prieglobstį,
that nama is the most suitable boat.
Šita nama tai yra pats tinkamiausias laivas.
To carry you over this dangerous ocean.
Kuris perplaukdys jūs per šitą ypatingai pavojingą okeaną.
It's not like that Titanic.
Tai tikrai patikimiau už Titaniką.
That will sink.
Kuris priburbuliuos.
This nama plavam, the boat of Krishna's name,
šitas nama plavam, tai yra Krishna's vardo laivas,
will never sink.
Niekada nepaskęs.
So take shelter of the name.
Taigi, pasinaudokite.
Absorb yourself in the name.
Paskęskite šitam.
At least 16 rounds a day.
Bent jau 16 ratų į dieną.
Do nama meditation every day.
Kiekvieną dieną atlikite nama meditaciją.
Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari. And all your material desires will evaporate away, just like a glass of water sitting in a room for 1 week.
Taigi, ir visi materialūs troškimai išgaruo savaime, lygiai taip pat, jeigu jūs pasakytysite vandens stiklinė ir vanduo iš tos stiklinės pati savaime išgaruos po savaitės.
So, now I can ask if there's any questions.
Tai dabar mes užduosime, paklausime, gal kas turi kokių klausimų.
Yeah, Prabhu.
This is in regards with 50 rounds before begetting the child. I have heard that one astrologer advised parents that it's better not to chant 50 rounds because then your child will be too much transcendental. It will be difficult to have to be with him.
Well, I guess we can reject Prabhupada and accept him as our founder, Chari. What do you think?
No, I'll translate.
Ta prasme, kad esu girdėjęs, kaip vienas astrologas, nu, ne aš girdėjau, bet taip man sakė ta šeima, patarė vienai šeimai, kad nu, nelabai palanku prieš vaiko pradėjimo kartuoti 50 metų, nes tada vaikas bus per daug transcendental.
So he said that you shouldn't chant because then the child will be too pure?
Yeah, too pure, too much Krishna conscious.
Too much Krishna consciousness.
It will be difficult to live with him.
He'd be too pure. You couldn't maintain your material desires. You'd have to give up your material desires if a pure devotee was born into your house.
Vienu žodžiu, jeigu tas vaikas bus pernelyg tyras, tai jūs nesugebėsite išlaikyti materialius.
You couldn't keep smoking cigarettes.
No, they are devotees actually.
You couldn't have an occasional drink, a marijuana cigarette every now and then. You'd feel too guilty. So it's better don't chant before you have to.
Yeah, vienu žodžiu, toks.
Well, what do you think? Should we tell Prabhupada that he's no longer a founder acharya and this astrologer is now our new founder acharya?
Taigi, what do you think? astrologas yra mūsų įkūrėjas Acharya.
Actually, anybody who tries to negate the instructions of the founder Acharya is called Kali Chela.
Iš tikrųjų, kiekvienas, kuris bando ignoruoti Šilos Prabhupada, reiškia įkūrėjo Acharyos nurodymus, jis vadinamas
Kali. They are not disciples of Krishna, they are disciples of Kali.
Jie nėra Krishnos mokiniai, jie yra Kali mokiniai.
Any other questions?
Ar yra dar klausimų?
Šiaip tokia biškį istorija labai. Bažnyčiai išgirdau labai patiko šventą raštą istoriją, kaip žmogus arė lauką ir rado skrynę, skurnaus ir ten pamokslas buvo, kad mes turim, mes atradę dvasinį peną, kaip sakant, grįžti dvasinį pasaulį. Nu viskas, mes, kaip sakant, materialaus ir grįžti. Žodžiu, kas mus užlaiko, jeigu mes nors ir tarkim, patiriam kažką, tai susidurim su dvasinė energija, kas mes visieną išlaiko.
So if we are connecting with spiritual energy, what holds us back? What strength holds us back?
You're not fully connected?
Mūsų laiko tai, kad mes dar nesam pilnai susiję.
You have one foot in the lifeboat and the other foot on the Titanic.
Tai yra viena jūsų koja tame gelbėjimo laive, o kita koja vis dar Titanike, kuris burbuliuoja ten.
If you want to be saved, you got to put both feet in the lifeboat.
Jeigu norite išsigelbėti, turite abi kojas įdėti į gelbėjimo laivą.
It's something like Draupadi.
Čia panašiai kaip su Draupadi, kaip jai buvo.
She had one hand to Krishna, the other hand holding on to her sari.
Viena ranka iškėlusi, jinai šaukėsi Krishnas, o kita dar graibė sari laikė.
She was hopelessly being stripped naked in such a condition.
Ir ją bandė nurengti, tai buvo labai beviltiška situacija.
But when she put both hands to Krishna, she got endless sari.
Tačiau kai jinai galų gale atsidavė ir iškėlė abidvi rankas,
so,
Krishna padarė jos sari beviltiška.
You're feeling you're being tortured by the material nature.
Ir tas pojūtis, kad jūs drasko materialią gamtą.
Even though you're practicing Krishna consciousness.
Nepaisant to, kad jūs praktikuojate Krishna sąmonę.
That means you're putting one hand to Krishna, the other hand to Maya.
Tai reiškia, kad jūs tik vieną ranką dar iškėlite Krishna.
Tell Maya, bye bye Maya.
O su kita ranka vis dar mojuojate Maya.
You put both hands to Krishna.
Turite abi rankas iškelti Krishna.
And then you have no problems, no anxiety at all.
Tada nebeliks jokių rūpesčių ir jokių problemų.
You wake up every morning with a big smile on your face.
Ir tada kiekvieną rytą atsikelsite plačiai šypsodamasis.
Wow. Another day to be to advance in Krishna consciousness.
Dar viena diena, kai galėsiu tobulėti Krishna sąmonę.
Okay. Next question. Aminas.
Aš tiesiog girdėjau, kaip vyresnė atsidavė dalinę su savo patirtim ir sakė, kad netgi po tos patirties 50 ratų džiausiai, kad tai vaikai ne visada būna dėviškas priminties.
I just got some devotees who had honestly chanting 50 rounds before begetting child. Unfortunately, sometimes these childs weren't Krishna conscious.
The child wasn't good?
Yeah.
Well, how well did they train him after he came out?
Na, čia jau tada priklauso nuo to, kaip jie juo rūpinosi, kai jisai gimė.
Prabhupada said the real test of whether the sex is illicit or illicit is if this child becomes a pure devotee or not.
Taigi, tikras patikrinimas, ar lytiniai santykiai buvo teisėti ar neteisėti, kriterijus yra toksai, jeigu vaikas tapo tyru paktu ar ne.
If you just stand 50 rounds and say, well, my business is finished, now I don't have any duty to as a parent to them, I've done my 50 rounds and that's finished, no.
Jeigu jūs galvojate, na va, sukartau 50 metų ir mano kaip tėvo pareiga to ir baigta.
50 rounds is step number one.
50 ratų, tai yra tik tai pradžia.
Step number two is you have to always remain absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
Antras žingsnis, tai jūs pats turite visą laiką būti įsisąmonės Krishna.
And engage your child in practicing Krishna consciousness along with you.
Ir turite taip pat mokyti vaiką irgi kartu praktikuoti Krishna.
You have to be an acharya for your child.
Savo vaikų jūs turite būti kaip acharya.
You can't be a karmi and expect your child to become a devotee.
Negalite būti karmis ir tikėtis, kad vaikas taptų tirubhakta.
Yad yad acharite shrestas tatta devi tarojana sayad pramanam kurute lokastadan vartate. Bhagavad Gita 3.21. Whatever the great man does, the common people follow in his footsteps.
Kaip pasielgia didis žmogus, taip elgiasi ir paprasti žmonės.
Whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So what does that mean for a parent? Whatever standard the parent sets by his example, the child will pursue. If they came out bad, the parents weren't setting a good example. One has to be pure in one's habits.
Žmogus turi būti labai tyras savo įpročius.
Give up sinful activities.
Turi atsikratyti nuodėmingos veiklos.
Stay focused in Krishna consciousness.
Turi būti visą laiką susitelkęs į Krishna.
And engage that child along with you.
Ir stengtis vaiką taip pat įtraukti į Krishna.
No TV in the house.
Namuose neturėtų būti televizorius.
Krishna is our TV.
Krishna yra mūsų televizorius.
Kirtan, reading, constantly Krishna Gita going on in the house.
Namuose turėtų būti visą laiką Krishna Gita.
And then go to the temple whenever there's time. In this way, the children become great devotees. So 50 rounds is step number one. Step number two is you must be an ideal example and constantly engage your child in Krishna consciousness. Is that clearly understood? Clearly understood? Okay. Next question.
Ar teisybė, kad jeigu moteris turėjo su įvairiais vyrais lytinių santykių, Dievas negali duoti tyro vaiko jai?
Is it true if it so happened that women had relationships with various men?
With what kind of men?
With various.
Various.
Yeah, various, yeah. Yeah. Then God will not send to her a devotee, a good son. Is it true?
So, if the man is promiscuous or the woman is promiscuous, and they're not following the religious principles, they cannot expect a good child of him. Why only the woman? The man also.
Tai nereikia tikėtis, kad Dievas atsiūs gerą vaiką. Kodėl mes kalbame tik apie moterį? Tas pats
procreation takes two people.
Tai reiškia, nuodėmėje dalyvauja du žmonės.
The man alone cannot procreate.
Vyras vienas pats negali nusidėti.
And the woman alone cannot procreate.
Moteris taip pat viena irgi negali nusidėti.
It takes two. It takes two to procreate. Mm. And both of them should be pure in their habits.
Tai ta prasme, tam, kad sukurti vaiką, abudu turi būti tyri.
Previously they may have been sinful.
Galbūt praeitie jie buvo nuodėmingi.
But now if they've taken the Krishna consciousness.
Bet jeigu dabar abudu jie priėmė Krishna sąmonę.
They complete, Krishna says, Mokshyashami, Sarva Papebhyo, Mokshyashami, I deliver them from all of their sin if they surrender to me.
Krishna sako Bhagavad Gitoje, kad jeigu jie man atsidavė, aš išvaduoju juos nuo visų nuodėmingų.
So even if the woman was a prostitute. If she surrenders to Krishna, she becomes a married woman and loyal to her husband, and follow these principles, she can give birth to a pure devotee. Next question. Yes.
So I have a problem.
Ta prasme, čia ne jūs turit omeny.
It sometimes happens that if I chant very attentively my rounds, I don't want to go to job and to earn money and so on. What to do?
Your rounds weren't attentive enough.
No, iš tikrųjų atsakymas, kad ratai nebuvo labai dėmesingi iki galo.
Because that means you forgot Krishna's instruction.
Nes tai reiškia, kad jūs pamiršote Krishna's nurodymą.
Yat kadoshi yat jasnasi yat jahosi dadasi yat yat tapasya shikondaya tat karishva madarpana. Whatever you do, you should offer that to me.
Visa tai, ką tu darai, aukok man.
Actually, you forgot about Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
Iš tikrųjų, jūs pamiršote Bhaktivinoda Thakuros pavyzdį.
He was an employee of the British government.
Jisai dirbo Britų vyriausybėje.
He was so expert employee that they would rely on him when there was any serious problems to handle, they would give it to Bhaktivinoda Thakur to handle.
Jisai buvo toks patyręs, toks patikimas, kad kai tik tai iškildavo kažkokie sunkūs klausimai, viskas siūsdavo būtent jam spręsti.
So you should be very eager to. A householder has to, it's his duty to make money and support his family and to support the Krishna Consciousness movement.
Šeimos žmogaus pareiga yra išlaikyti savo šeimą ir palaikyti Krishna Sąmonės judėjimą.
But may I ask, are you married?
Galiu paklausti, jūs vedęs?
You're single. Why don't you become a brahmachari then?
Tai kodėl tau netapus brahmachari? Vietos yra pas mus šimtai.
Give up your job.
Tada galėsi jau nesikankinti dėl darbo.
We have brahmachari ashrams here in Lithuania, come on.
Taigi mes turime, jeigu nepatiks Vilnius, yra Kaunas.
If you're not ready, then that's all right, but then...
Nu, jeigu dar nepasiruošis, tiek to.
Then do it as an austerity for covering your maintenance costs.
Tai teks atlikti tam tikrą askezę, reiškia.
So you can practice Krishna consciousness. And, but you really, you should earn that money for Krishna.
Bet iš tikrųjų turi visą laiką prisiminti,
kad... If you want to earn money... That's all right. But remember, it's not your money. It's Krishna's money. You're not enlivened to go to work because you don't realize that you're earning money for Krishna.
It
means you're not spending it for Krishna. But if you're spending that money, all of it in Krishna's service, you'd be enlivened to go to work.
Bet jeigu visą tai, ką tu uždirbi, panaudosi išimtinai Krishna's tarnystė, tu labai sudžiausiai.
That means every dollar you earn, you should spend it in a way that is pleasing to Krishna.
Tai reiškia, kiekvieną centą, kurį uždirbsi, tu panaudosi Krishna.
If you do that, you'll be happy going to work.
Ir jeigu tu tai darysi iš tikrųjų, tai su džiaugsmu bėgsi į darbą.
But for a single man, and of course, maybe you'd like to be married in the future.
Na, galbūt ateityje tu norėsi vesti.
And that's all right.
Ja, tai irgi gerai.
So, you have to take it as a service.
Reikia tiesiog į tai pažiūrėti kaip į tarnystę.
It's an austerity, there's no doubt about it.
Be abejonės, tai yra askeza, eiti į tą darbą.
And for a single person, it's very difficult.
Ir be abejonės, tam, kuris gyvena vienas, tai yra
because when you're married, out of affection for your wife and children, then it gives you extra impetus to go to work.
O nes jeigu tu vedęs, pavyzdžiui, ir turi vaiką ir vaikų ir žmoną, tai meilė vaikams ir žmona yra pakankamai stipri.
For a single man, it is very difficult.
Tačiau vienišiui yra sunku.
Just like one of my godbrothers, he was a single man.
Ot, pavyzdžiui, mano vienas brolis Dievoje buvo
and he was working in the social welfare department.
Ir jis dirbo socialpybos departamente.
Even though he was brahmachari, he was working job, you see.
Ir nepaisant to, kad jis buvo brahmacharis, jis turėjo darbą.
So, the other brahmacharis, they weren't working.
O kiti brahmachari nedirbo.
They were at the temple all day with Prabhupada. And he couldn't stand it. Here I am going to work and all the other devotees are at the temple with Prabhupada. So one day on his lunch break he came back to the temple. They called him Swamiji then, say, Prabhupada Swamiji. He said, Swamiji, I have good news for you. I just quit my job. You think Prabhupada is pleased? No. You know why? Because he was paying the rent for the temple. By his job, he was paying the rent. So Prabhupada told us a nice story to convince him to go back and take his job again. There was one lady. She was a married woman. But she didn't love her husband very much. But she had a secret lover. Don't imitate this. Now, ladies, don't imitate this. This is only an example. Okay? She had a secret lover. And she really was madly in love with, you see. We call this in English paramour. So she had a lady had a paramour lover. And she had her husband that she didn't really like him very much, you see. So she didn't want to get caught by her husband, see.
Ir jinai tikrai nenorėjo, kad vyras ją pačiuptų.
So she served her husband very first class, everything.
Ir savo vyrui jinai tarnavo tiesiog nepriekaištingai.
She cooked very nicely for him.
Ir gamindavo.
She ironed the clothes, she kept the house perfectly clean.
Namas buvo nepriekaištingai švarus ir drabužiai išlyginti idealiai.
So she would never suspect there's a secret lover of Paramahansa.
Kad vyras ne už ką neįtartų, kad moteris turi meilužį.
So, you should do your job so nicely.
Taigi, vat štai jums pavyzdys, jūs turite taip nepriekaištingai.
Just like that lady served her husband.
Kaip lygiai kaip šita moteris, kuri tarnavo savo vyrui.
That your employer thinks, oh, this employee is so dedicated to our company.
Kad jūsų darbdavys galvotų, ha, šitas darbininkas.
We've never seen such a dedicated employee like this.
Man neteko dar tokio darbininko gero matyti.
But in your heart you have your secret lover.
Tačiau savo širdyje turite turėti tą slaptą.
Krishna. You see. So in this way, Prabhupada convinced him to go back and take his job back when he did.
But Prabhupada tokiu pavyzdžiu įtikino jį sugrįžti atgal į darbą.
So sometimes, if it's necessary, the devotee will take job because money is necessary.
Ir kartais taip nutinka, bhaktui tenka įsidarbinti, nes pinigai reikalingi.
But you have to have a Krishna conscious lifestyle, you see.
Bet tiesiog reikia turėti gyvenimą Krishnos.
Have a nice Krishna conscious lifestyle.
Jeigu jūsų gyvenimas bus pripildytas.
The real secret is this.
Tikroji paslaptis štai kur.
Take a spiritual master.
Jums tiesiog reikia priimti dvasinį mokytojo prieglaudą.
And just be fully surrendered to every Guru Maharaj tells you to do. That's the real secret.
Turite būti visiškai atsidavęs visiems dvasinio mokytojo nurodymams.
Because that's how you connect with Krishna.
Nes tokiu būdu galėsite susieti su Krishna.
It's through the meeting of a spiritual master.
Dvasinio mokytojo dėka.
So you surrender fully to the bona fide spiritual master.
Visiškai pilnai atsiduokite bona fide dvasiniam mokytojui.
And whatever he tells you to do, you do.
Visa tai, ką jis pasakys, tą ir darykite, štai ir viskas.
He says to keep the job, then you do it.
Jeigu jis pasakys, tęskite dirbti.
And now it's guru seva.
Tai yra guru seva.
If he tells you to quit the job and you do that, you just do whatever a spiritual master tells you.
Jeigu jis pasakys, palikite darbą, tai yra visa tai, ką jis pasakys, tą ir darykite.
Of course, you can always tell him, I think in the future I'd like to be married, so I want to continue earning money. Then he will approve.
Ir be mėnesių galite dvasinį mokytojį prisipažinti, kad na, manau, kad ateitį norėsiu vesti, dėl to norėčiau dirbti toliau ir uždirbti pinigų ir jis gali patvirtinti tai.
So in this way, by having a relationship with a bona fide spiritual master,
ir tokiu būdu turint ryšius su bona fide dvasinį mokytojį,
everything becomes meaningful.
Viskas įgis prasmę.
And even going to the work becomes meaningful.
Ir tuomet netgi ėjimas į tą darbą tas prasmingas.
But it's always going to be an austerity. It's a...
Bet be abejonės, nesitikėkite saldumo iš karto.
But you can make it more interesting.
Be abejonės galite padaryti tai įdomesnį.
I was working for some time.
Man irgi teko truputį dirbti.
And when I got hired, I hid my neck beads, you know, and no T-lock and all that, you know.
Ir kai aš ėjau įsidarbinti, tai aš neturėjau nei kantimalos, nei T-lockos.
But one day I said, enough of being undercover.
Ir vieną dieną aš pasakiau, nu, užteks slaptytis.
I went to work with my T-lock on.
Nuėjau į darbą su T-locka.
And I was doing telesales, selling over the telephone.
Ir aš pardavinėjau telefonus.
And that day I sold like anything.
Ir tą dieną telefonu prasidėjau.
I made big money for the company that day.
Ir tą dieną kompanija uždirbo didelius pinigus.
My supervisor said.
Ir mano tas viršininkas pasakė.
Mr. Bridge.
Pasakė,
that's my karmic name, Bridge, you know, like Bridge Basi, you know. He said, Mr. Bridge.
Jis pasakė, Mr. Bridge.
He said, I don't know what that is on your forehead.
Aš nežinau, kas ten pas tave ant kaktos.
But from now on, you must wear it every day.
Bet to šiol, va tai, kas ant tavo kaktos pas tave visą laiką ir turi būti.
So I had fun at my job.
But tada man jau pradėjo patikti man.
I wore my T-lock.
Aš nešiojau.
I took my japa beads.
Atsinešdavau japa.
And we have a short break, I'd be chanting japa mala Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. You know, that, I didn't care what anybody thought, you know.
Ir tada jau man buvo nemokęs.
I just chant japa in front of everybody, my neck beads, my T-lock.
Su kantimala, su T-lock, ar kartuoju japas.
And then in America they have a holiday called Halloween.
Ir Amerikoje yra tokias išeiginės vadinamas
Halloween. You have that in Europe, Halloween?
We are introducing.
Everybody wears a costume?
We are introducing. It's not.
Oh, you're starting it. You got it from the Americans.
Yeah, mes amerikanizuojamės jau Halloween'as ir vietai.
Anyway, on Halloween I wore my dhoti and kurta.
Taigi, per Halloween'ą mano kostiumas buvo dhotis ir kurta.
So I had fun with it, you know.
Ir man buvo visai linksma.
I'm going to see what you can do to revolutionize your workplace with Krishna Bhakti.
Taigi, galima pabandyti revolucionuoti jūsų darbo vietą.
So any other questions?
Dėka, ar yra klausimų?
Jeigu dirbi krikščionių
And if, for example, in case you are working in Christian type community.
That's interesting.
Ta prasme, klausimas, jeigu dirbate krikščioniškoje aplinkoje, nu, ta prasme, krikščioniškoje bendruomenėje.
I would have fun with it if I were you. I would have fun with it.
Na, būtų gana linksma.
Actually, we are Christians.
Iš tikrųjų, mes irgi krikščionis.
We are very dedicated to Jesus.
Mes labai atsidavę Jėzui.
He is pure devotee.
Jis tyras baktas.
Prabhupada is very, very fond of Lord Jesus Christ.
Prabhupada iš tikrųjų labai, labai mėgo ir gerbė Jėzų Kristų.
We follow him better than the Christians do.
Ir iš tikrųjų mes geriau sekame Jėzaus nurodymais negu krikščionys.
Because the Bible says, thou shalt not kill.
Nes Biblija sako, nežudyk.
And those rascals are all eating meat.
O šitie nenaudėliai, jie visi valgo mėsą.
So I wouldn't have fun with it if I were you.
Na, šitoje vietoje būtų gana linksma.
I wouldn't be intimidated by their so-called, you know, spirituality. I wouldn't feel ashamed in presence because they're rascals and cheated.
Man nebūtų gėda jų akivaizdoje, nes jie visi nenaudėliai ir apgavikai.
They're not the real Christians.
Iš tikrųjų, jie nėra tikri krikščionys.
When Christ comes again, those people will crucify him again.
Jeigu Jėzus dar kartą ateitų, jie vėl jį prikaltų prie kryžiaus.
When Christ comes again, he's going to be a Hare Krishna.
Nes jeigu Jėzus vėl ateitų, jis tikrai būtų Hare Krishna, ne šiaip kas kitas.
So you go, you make a spiritual revolution there at your place.
Galite pabandyti padaryti dvasinę revoliuciją savo vietoje.
I would have fun with it if I were you.
Būtų visai neblogai.
Yes. We have like 5 minutes.
Mes dar turime 5 minučių.
Okay.
Mūsų parambaroje yra išaukštinti šventieji. Mūsų parambaroje yra išaukštinti šventieji, šventos asmenybės, kurie turėjo šeimas. Jie labai tyrai kartuoja šventus vardus. Jie tinkamai pradėjo vaikus ir jie jiems duodavo pakankamai daug meilės, bet ir šitoj situacijoj ne visi vaikai tampa vaišnavais. Gal mokytas gali prokomentuoti šitą situaciją.
This is in regards about children. In our parampara, we have acharyas and spiritual masters who were grihasthas, who begot children properly and tried to educate them in Krishna consciousness, but not of all of the children became...
Prabhupada's example.
What's the Prabhupada's pavyzdys?
That was Krishna's arrangement so we could become Prabhupada's children.
Ir tai buvo specialus Krišnos parėdimas, kad mes visi galėtume tapti Šilos Prabhupados vaikais. Tai specialus Krišnos planas buvo.
But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you see the caliber of his bio, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Bet, pavyzdžiui, paimkime Bhaktivinoda Thakur, jo sūnus buvo Bhaktisiddhanta
Sarasvati. Prabhupada was meant by Krishna's arrangement to go out of the house and become
a sannyasi. Nes Krishna's planas buvo toks, kad Prabhupada paliktų namus ir išeitų.
That's why he had rascal children and rascal wife also.
Ir dėl to jisai turėjo tokius nenaudėlius vaikus ir
nenaudėlius. That was Krishna's special mercy to give Prabhupada a rascal wife and rascal children.
Tai buvo specialus Krishna's planas duoti Prabhupadai tokią nenaudėlę žmoną ir nenaudėlius vaikus.
So we can become the children of Prabhupada.
Mes galėtume tapti šios
children, grandchildren of Prabhupada.
Šios Prabhupados anūkais.
You see how kind is Krishna.
Taip pat galite pamatyti, koks nuostabus yra Krishnas, koks maloningas.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and stop here.
Mes čia stabtysim.
Any other questions? I'm coming back day after tomorrow.
It will be public lecture.
Public lecture.
Public lecture.
All right, so everyone come to the public lecture. Where is it going to be?
Ta prasme, poryt bus vieša paskaita Vilniaus edukacinėme universitete. 301 auditorija. Pedagoginis universitetas nuo 6 valandų.
Okay, so, Achilabai. Achilabai ki jai.
Sankarshanda Sadikari ki
jai. Jai Krishna.